Welcome back to Battle Plan, a podcast focused on spiritual warfare. If you would like to know more about Active Faith, you can find us at active-faith.org. We are seeking to reclaim the land, expel evil, and heal souls all through the Word of God. Our job and our passion is to teach people how to use the Word and how to live life fully through the Word. I'm Dr. Charlie. And today, I have to admit to you, I'm a little fired up. I'm a little fired up because today I want to talk to you about cursing. I'm watching the news just like you do, and I look at the things that are going on in our country. And today, I was just grieved. I was grieved because of what is happening between our general public and our law enforcement. Now, I understand that there are situations in some countries where it's necessary for the people to rise up against the government. But we have a system in place in our country that allows for justice to be sought. And it is not through violence. And it is not through the manipulation of the media so that things appear to be what they're not and anything can be said. And this is not a political podcast. I am convicted about what is happening to people in law enforcement. Newsflash. God allowed them to be put in place to enforce the laws of our country. And when you rally against that in inappropriate ways and you speak foul words and curses against them, you are literally cursing them. According to Proverbs 18:21, and I'm not saying that everyone is doing this, but there are some. And there are some that are doing it and they claim to be believers. In Proverbs 18:21, it says that there is power of life and death in the tongue. And when you think about that scripture and you think about the words being spoken against those who are in law enforcement, those who are laying down their lives daily, whether it's on a local municipal level or whether it is on a federal level or even international level. Yes, that is their job, but they have chosen to take a very dangerous role. And when you speak against them, you can speak life over them or you can speak death over them. And here's the thing. We're all, whether believers or non-believers, we are all created in God's image. And therefore, we have the power to create life and death in our tongue. So when someone who doesn't agree with law enforcement is speaking out against them and cursing them, those curses can take light. This podcast is about spiritual warfare. This is a spiritual warfare, people. This is spiritual warfare at its most raw state. The spoken word, the tongue. I want to tell you that when those curses are spoken, they can take light if we are not praying over people. Did you know? Did you think that those people that are being cursed are fathers or mothers or daughters, sisters, brothers, sons? They are brother-in-laws, sisters, cousins. They are family. They don't have no one. They didn't just pop out of thin air. And so not only are you cursing them, you're cursing their bloodline. We have to stop this. We have to stop this. This morning in prayer, I spent significant time breaking curses that have been spoken against law enforcement, federal, all the way down. It doesn't matter if you're in ICE, if you're in Homeland Security, it doesn't matter what part of law enforcement you're in. It doesn't matter if you're in the military. Here's the thing. As Christians, if we want a Christian nation, then we have to act like Christians and we have to battle and fight in the spirit realm through our prayers, through the word of God. If there's power of life and death in the tongue, then we need to be praying against these curses. We need to be breaking those word curses off in the name of Jesus. In fact, in Romans 12:14, it says, bless those who persecute you, bless and do not curse. So not only do we need to break off the curses of that have been spoken or assigned over law enforcement, we need to be blessing those who are actually doing the cursing. Oh my goodness. Yes, I did. I said it out loud. I didn't say pray against them. In fact, did you know that in Romans 13, 17, it says, repay no one evil for evil. Have regard for good things in the sight of all men. Romans 12, 14 addresses that. It says, bless those who persecute you, bless and do not curse. Did you notice that in that scripture, bless is used twice and do not curse is like the afterthought at the end? We as Christians very often pat ourselves on the back. Well, I didn't cuss him today. I didn't curse her. Newsflash, you haven't completely lived that scripture out. What did you bless them with? Jesus is antithetical. He is anticultural. He did things exactly the opposite of what logic and man would expect. When his enemies came at him, he said, feed them, clothe them, love them, bless them. Well, if our words can bring life and death, I would challenge you today. Here's your battle plan. Not only break the curses off of those who don't deserve the curses, but can I encourage you to bless the enemy or bless those who feel that maybe they're not the enemy. Maybe they just are stuck in their own mess. Maybe they're broken. Maybe they don't know how to respond through the proper channels. I'm not going to assume anything, but this is what I know. Our job is to bless them. Bless the mess out of them, literally. Bless their homes, bless their families, bless them to know and come to know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. Bless them with fruitfulness in other areas of their life. Bless them to have unity in their homes or in their cities or in their countries. Whatever God leads you to bless them with, it will not fall short. Blessing is the absolute best weapon against those who are persecuting you, those who are cursing you, those who are causing you grief. I've lived it, I've done it, and I've watched its fruit. I know that I'm fired up today, but I hope that this battle plan really gets to you. I hope that you begin to see the things on the news differently and pray over them differently. Declare over our law enforcement, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. That's Isaiah 54:17. Pray Psalm 91 over them. There are story after story or after story of soldiers who have been in war, and they prayed Psalm 91 before they went into battle, and they would come out with bullet holes in their helmets, but there was not an injury, because Psalm 91 is the ultimate prayer of protection in the Bible. It protects against everything. It is your job as believers to stand up and fight the way God teaches us to fight in His word. This is Dr. Charlie. I'll see you on the next battle plan.